Two top executives and the outside auditor are out at Fannie Mae, the federally backed mortgage giant, after the Securities and Exchange Commission faulted the company's accounting. Fannie Mae is the nation's second largest financial institution. It's involved in financing more than a quarter of all residential mortgage debt in the country, so when it has an accounting discrepancy, it's a whopper. Mike McNamee has been covering this story for Business Week and joins us. And Mike, do I have this right? The SEC says that Fannie Mae overstated earnings over the past 4 years by $9
billion? $9 billion, roughly 40% of their reported profits were, according to the SEC's chief accountant, were phantom profits, misreported.
Now, this gets pretty tedious for you, I know, but you have to explain once again what Fannie Mae does and how it makes money.
Fannie Mae is the backer of mortgages. It buys mortgages that banks and brokers have originated. It packages them, offers a guarantee to the people down the line, and resells them as securities on the market. What this does is it takes the mortgage market out of being a local, you know, however much money the local bank can raise, mm-hmm. and puts it on a national and even global scale. So your mortgage may be funded by investors from, you know, China.
But in the end, we're talking about differentials between interest rates in different markets.
Right.
And to overstate one's earnings by 40%, this can't be a simple, honest difference of opinion between accountants.
Well, first of all, you're talking about the difference in interest rates on $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking, you know, $1 trillion, a quarter of a point on interest rates counts for an awful lot. Where Fannie went wrong is they have this $1 trillion in hedges, financial instruments that they use to try to protect themselves from interest rate risk. And they are supposed to be adjusted as these instruments change in value in the markets frequently. There is an exception in the accounting rules that you can, if you're using these strictly as economic hedges, you can not make those frequent adjustments, and not making those adjustments insulates them from the market swings. They didn't follow the rules to qualify for that hedging exception.
Even after they were told that they should get in line with the rules?
Even after they were told. They lobbied very fiercely against the rules when they were imposed in 2001. They tried then to change the rules. When they didn't get the change in the rules they wanted, they went ahead and created what the SEC has called their own unique methodology.
A lot of us remember the years of the SNL crisis. Since Fannie Mae, in a way, is the big SNL in the sky for the mortgage business, is there a possibility that, say, in order to keep the mortgage market afloat, there might have to be a federal bailout of this outfit?
Not very likely. Fannie is slightly undercapitalized now by one measure. It's 10% undercapitalized. They're a long, long way from failing.
But when it's 10% undercapitalized, that's about $3 billion.
That's $3 billion, yes.
Everything
is on a huge scale with this company. Their money and their politics all on a huge scale.
Something else on a huge scale perhaps would be the bonus packages and the severance packages of the officers who are leaving.
The most clicked-on link in finance terms these days is going to be the link to the employment contracts, which are available on the web, of Franklin Raines, the CEO and chairman of the company, and Tim Howard, the CFO. And they were allowed to retire and resign, so they are likely to be in line for some very large severance pay, compensation, options, buyouts, and so forth. And that will cause quite a stir when those numbers hit the fan.
Since very large has a meaning all its own in this context of Fannie Mae, what kind of money are we talking about?
Well, Frank Raines made $20 million last year. And he's probably, I'm not sure what his options holdings are, but he probably has 7 or 8 digit holdings in stock options at Fannie Mae that he'll get to cash out.
Mike McNamee, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
My pleasure, Robert.
Mike McNamee of Business Week talking with us about the changes at the top at Fannie Mae. This is NPR, National Public Radio.